And we are joined by Nikki Bush, human potential and parenting expert, as well as award-winning author, to chat to us about something special. Because we were like, hey, if there's something that is free that parents of little ones up to the age of three can go and benefit from, let's get Nikki Bush in. Nikki, how are you doing?
Well, thanks, Lebogile.
So what were the things you did as a child that are dangerous now? Did your parents put some whiskey in your milk bottle to get you to sleep?
No, but we did definitely stick half our bodies out the, you know, the windows as we were going along.
Yes,
definitely did that.
I remember that at some point it wasn't the law.
Yeah,
that kids
there were
could
no
just
laws.
Be
we
jumping.
We didn't wear seatbelts.
Yeah, exactly. My goodness. All right, so chat to us about this Parenting Matters event. Tell us the details and then we'll jump into some of the meat of the things that you're going to be sharing.
Sure. So 23rd, 24th, 25th of April in the evening, 6:30 p.m. for an hour, I'm going to be giving three presentations, three parenting talks, powerful, practical parenting talks at The Nest, which is in Rosebank at The Zone. It's been set up. It's a beautiful parenting lounge set up by Old Mutual, who are obviously the property owners in that area. And they are inviting parents to come and listen to me talk about three important things that parents of little ones under the age of three either don't know or underestimate.
So before we jump into that, much as the event is free, you still need to book your seat. So you can head over to Nikki's website, nikkibush.com, and you'll be able to click on events and it will come up there so you can book your seat. It is in Rosebank at The Zone, 23, 24 and 25. Even if you're an expectant parent, go there. You're going to get so much out of it. So let's talk about these things. These three things.
Okay, so these three things will be the focus of the three different talks. So each night there'll be a different talk. The first one is about talking your child clever. You see, your child's forever learning journey actually starts with you long before they go to school.
Yes.
Many parents are under the misconception that learning only happens between the pages of books, on a computer, or in the four walls of a classroom.
Mm.
This is a complete misnomer. So first things off, talk your child clever. Every nappy change is an opportunity to have a conversation with your child.
Mm.
You will do over 2,000 nappy changes and you're right in the middle of this target audience
I am.
In your child's first few years.
Yes.
And every one of those nappy change opportunities is an opportunity to talk to your child, to have a conversation with your child, to boost their word power.
Mm.
Now, interestingly, word power is acquired very much in the relational context. Through the mum, the dad, the relationship makes the vocabulary, the words meaningful.
Mm.
The primary caregiver, whatever they speak to the child, that's what makes it meaningful. Now, here's a fabulous statistic. So by the time your child is six, they will have 3,000 words in their vocabulary. Mm. If you have taken the time to talk them clever, and they will understand about 20,000. And now, interestingly, as adults, we only regularly use 50,000 words. So by the age of six, they are using nearly half the words or can understand half the words that we use on a regular basis. The problem is, in a very screen-based world, many children are put onto watching TV or playing computer games, etc., and the word count that we speak to our children has dropped dramatically, dramatically. So we are seeing children coming into school with lower word power than we used to. And a lot of it is that we just aren't talking our children clever often enough.
So I have to then ask this question. So when I was pregnant, I had already made the decision that I'm not going to do baby talk. I think, you know, reading Dr. Shafari's book, The Conscious Parent, it was that understanding that this is a complete soul. I'm just a vessel to help them figure out, like, don't put your finger, you know, in the plug. So I never did. Yes, you'll still do, oh, mommy's boongie boongie, but it will always be like, ooh, uyenze pupu, and I'm switching languages. So I'll always describe the things that I'm doing. What are your thoughts in terms of the whole baby talk versus speaking to your children like adults? And as a result of this, my child has a fantastic vocabulary. He's able to fully express himself, a little bit more advanced than some of his peers.
Absolutely. So we must never underestimate the power of the human brain, whether it is a six-month-old, a two-year-old, a three-year-old, or a 16-year-old. Those brains of children are so plastic and elastic, and they are far cleverer than we think.
Yes.
Okay. So yes, you don't need to use motherese and parentese, is what we call it. Of course, we love to goo goo gaga with our children, but make sure you give them enough of the big words, and don't downplay those big words just because you think they won't understand. By repeating a word 500 times in different contexts, your child will acquire the word. So repetition is very important, and speaking words in the right context will enable your child to use words in the correct context. So this is number one, is talk your child clever at every opportunity, whether you're dressing them, feeding them, driving in the car, changing them, bathing them, and describe what's going on around them. That's the easiest way to talk your child clever. And hearing your voice is what makes it meaningful to them. The second point, which will be the discussion on the second night, is going to be the fact that children are born to move. And probably the most common thing I hear from parents is, my child is so busy, they're always moving, they must have ADD. And that, once again, is also often a misnomer.
Yes.
Children are actually wired to move because the body is the architect of the brain. A thought that never possesses the body never possesses the mind. So children need to move in order to grow and wire their brain, in order for the left brain and the right brain to integrate, for the left-hand side of the body to integrate with the right-hand side of the brain, etc. So all of that requires big muscle movements and small muscle movements, and while your child is climbing jungle gyms, and while they are maybe doing some threading and pegging and drawing and coloring in, they're also teaming their eyes with their body parts. So they're creating that eye-hand coordination and eye-foot coordination. And it's super, super important, because at the same time, they're also developing their core strength in the center of their body that enables them to hold their body up. Climb jungle gyms, do all those things. And yet, the bulk of our children sit in front of television for more hours than they move. Children are not out in playgrounds like they should be because of safety reasons and because mummy and daddy are very busy. So we need to also train our caregivers and support structure to get our children out on bicycles, on scooters, and very importantly, look at the kind of preschool that you send your child to. Which brings us to the third talk, the number three theme, which is that play is the language of childhood. Our children are actually born to play. Every human is born to play. And play is the easiest way for your child to acquire all the perceptual skills for school readiness. Your child will undergo a school readiness test when they go into grade R, and again when they go into grade 1. And if they cannot build, for example, a 24-piece puzzle, that's the kind of thing that will keep them back. Now, many mums say, but my child can build a 100-piece puzzle on a tablet or an iPad.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah. Because spatial planning in three dimensions is a very different experience to drag and drop on a flat screen. So your child needs to play in three dimensions with other children, social development, with games, with toys, with objects.
Also, the depth perception is such a big thing, is them understanding how far this thing is.
What's in the foreground, what's in the midfield, what's in the background. Those are important for eventually learning how to drive a car. How hard must I push or kick or hit this ball for it to move? When they're doing lacing and pegging and threading of shapes in preschool, those are all your pre-reading, pre-writing writing, pre-math skills. So every parent wants their child to do well at school. Mm. Ultimately, reading, writing, and maths.
Yes.
It all starts with you. So please come along 23rd, 24th, 25th of April. Join me at The Zone, where we'll be literally taking an hour per topic and going deep into them and giving you lots of practical ideas of how you can prepare your children for big school, but in the early years, right from birth through the preschool years. Don't leave it all up to teachers. Don't leave it all up to somebody else to do. You need to bridge that gap, and it starts at home with you. You are your child's primary teacher.
Can I please add one more that I thought was so underrated? But thank goodness I just had a million experts around me. Kids are not as dirty as what they used to be. And exposing them to textures is such a big deal.
Important.
Such a big deal. And I think, you know, one might be upset that your child just opened the bag of Mealy Meal, but they've never felt that texture in their lives because they aren't playing outside anymore. They're not getting dirty in the sand. They're not walking barefoot in the grass. So that's my two cents, is those of us that are living these new modern lives, let your child get dirty. Like, it's so, let them feel the mud, let them feel the slime. Yes, it sucks cleaning them up, but it is a world of difference for them. Nikki Bush, thank you so much for coming to chat to us. That's nikkibush.com. Click on events and you'll be able to book your seat. This is taking place at The Zone in Rosebank, called Parenting Matters, and the parenting lounge is called The Nest there. 23, 24, and 25 April at 6:30 p.m. Can moms bring their babies?
Preferably not. It is in the evening.
Yes.
And I'd like moms to concentrate.
Yes.
So just go on to nikkibush.com. Go on to my latest blog, which will have all the information and all the booking links.
Nikki Bush, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us today.